Next, we're joined on the line by Southern correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Liz Dunphy, and it's in relation to the questioning of a person of interest in the case of the violent killing, the murder of Jamie Carney, whose funeral took place yesterday in Killarney after she was found dead in her home off the Ross Road last week. Liz, thank you so much for joining us. At the moment, we understand, and is it still the case, that Jordanian authorities have detained a person of interest in relation to the murder of Ms. Carney?
Yes, and good morning, Tracy. That is still the case, as we understand it. That man is still being held in Jordan. Under Jordanian law, I think it's interesting to note, suspects or somebody, you know, who may be facing a charge, particularly a serious charge like murder or violent assault, they can be held for up to 18 months, which is obviously quite a long time. So he's been detained in Jordan for a number of days now.
So he could be held up technically for 18 months?
That's as I understand it, yes.
Now, will Gardaí travel there? Are there any indications as to when or if Gardaí will travel to Jordan?
So basically, I was speaking to some Garda sources yesterday, and I was told that basically, if they were to travel to Jordan, it would be weeks before they'd even really apply for something which they need to do so, which is called a mutual assistance request. So because it's in Jordanian territory, obviously, the investigation over there would be led by the Jordanian police, Jordanian authorities there. So Gardaí, if they were to go over, would have to be granted, you know, granted a special leave to do that, essentially a permission. So that may be done over the coming weeks, but a Garda source was saying that it may not actually even be necessary because you can have someone extradited. I know, just to remind your listeners, this is still a person of interest. They're not being viewed as a suspect in the case, but were somebody to be extradited from Jordan or from another jurisdiction, Garda don't actually need to go and question a suspect or a person of interest in that country. And they were saying that, interestingly, and I think a lot of your listeners will be very familiar with Daniel Kinahan, who is the alleged leader of the murderous and very powerful Kinahan drugs cartel and organised crime group, that basically for that case, enough evidence had been gathered that Gardaí did not need to question him before having him extradited. He's currently in Dubai waiting extradition back to Ireland from the UAE. So they were saying that if enough evidence is actually already gathered in the case, that it wouldn't be necessary to question a suspect before having them extradited back to Ireland. So Gardaí may still travel over to Jordan, but if they did so, they'd be there in a kind of observational capacity. So they wouldn't really be able to question the person directly. I think they'd be able to ask the Jordanian authorities to ask them certain questions, but they would be very much there in an observational capacity. So the Garda source I was talking to was saying that, you know, it just may not actually be necessary if Gardaí have gathered enough strong evidence here to even go over. But they may still go in the coming weeks. I'm not privy to that, whether they will or not, but it won't be imminent anyway, is what I understand, that it would be weeks at the earliest before Gardaí would get over there, if they do go at all.
And as you said there, that if they were to go over, if a representative from Mon Garda Síochána were to go to Jordan, they would be there in an observational capacity, and that it would be the Jordanian authorities who would question this person of interest who's arrested in relation to the murder of Jamie Carney. Is it possible to establish, or is it possible to know, Liz, in relation to this detention of this person of suspect who knew Ms. Carney, is it possible to establish whether the US authorities have been in contact with the Jordanian authorities in relation to this as well?
So it very much seems that that is the case. So the Gardaí have been very adamant that they did not request that this man was arrested on Jordanian soil. But obviously, Ms. Carney was a US citizen, and it very much seems like that her case has garnered a lot of media attention in the US as well. It's obviously such a hugely tragic and distressing case. It's really been picked up by media over in the US as well. So it would very much seem that the US authorities did direct that, but I can't confirm that 100%, but that seems to be what's happened.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Liz Dunphy, Southern correspondent with the Irish Examiner. And Liz actually wrote a very heartfelt and moving and tender piece in today's Irish Examiner about the funeral of Jamie Carney, and so respectful as well. And I think in times like these and in this era of social media, when people feel they can comment on anything they like, it is always important to remember someone, particularly someone who's died in such a terrible way, that they are remembered with due respect. And that's Liz Dunphy, Southern correspondent with the Irish Examiner, talking to us there in relation to that person of interest.